go down this rail.
And if a child keeps running to dress himself, the mother brings him a clothes and tells him, "Now here."
Son, get in the room, put your own some clean clothes.
Okay. Here's what your clothes.
Right. Huh?
Did you say, "Here's your clothes"?
Yeah, here's your clean clothes.
Okay. And if you're taking a child to the dentist and he's scared, the dentist might say, "Well, you don't need to be scared, huh?" Before it's been hurt.
Well, I haven't had too much experience with my pet, but probably always these dentists always give them something of them, tell them they're so-and-so, and we're going to put some stuff on that where it won't hurt you. But they don't want a needle stuck in unless they know that's going to hurt anyhow.
And Faith, I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? Well, I didn't go to town, so
good. Must have been somebody else.
But it, I'm telling you, well, actually, is that you, because I
know it. No, it wasn't me, it's somebody else.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress, they can't be colored. That's a lot of little square cloth and music.
The kind you want to get the color of.
We call that the
sample.
And if you think the dress you like a lot, then the dress is very
large or small or...
Well, she likes it. She said it.
Oh, it's very pretty.
Okay. And a child might say, "Susie's dress is pretty, but mine would be better."
Prettier than yours. Always. That's natural. Why
does a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And sign your name on each of you.
Pin.
And hold a baby's bike in place.
Safety pin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear the dirt on Sunday?
What would a man want?
What would a man wear the dirt on Sunday?
Wear to church, and man, he'd wear his Sunday clothes.
What would that be?
Well, that'd be his dress shirt and dress pants.
The whole outfit together,
Jesus'
body.
Be a suit.
Would be a
friend. Brand new suit.
What would the cost of a three-piece suit?
Coat and the vest and the pants.
Do you have a name for pants?
Trousers.
How about
breeches? Breeches are plenty good.
How
like the boy used to say out there. I never will forget it. When I was a kid, the boy come out there and he had on a pair of brand new jeans. He said, "Look at getting my brand new jeans breeches."
What did the men used to wear if they're working outside? Made like this on the front of the front. What did farmers wear?
Jackets?
Well, the jackets are over, but it's the one piece here. So you can't run it cut up in front of the bed.
Overalls. I wore them all my life. And I, you know, sometimes I don't think like I ought to, do I? No, them overalls, everybody wears overalls. My goodness alive, and some of the people wear them yet.
What about people used to wear to hold their pants up?
Belt.
Or
suspenders.
Do you have a name for that?
Galluses.
Did you used to wear
that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would hold open when it rains?
Umbrella.
And you say, "That coat won't fit this year, last year."
Now lost some weight.
But last year, you coat.
Fit good.
And you go outside without your coat, and you're getting cold and you want it. You ask someone, "Did you run inside and..."
Hand me my coat.
And what about him? And get the coat and what about him?
Pictures. I tell you, pictures out here. Bring it to me.
So he went in and he got it and he
brought it to me.
And it said, "Here, I have
what's
in
your
coat. I have
your coat. Why don't you put it on?"
I bought it in and I put it out to you. Using the word bring, you say, "I have..." If I didn't know whether he'd gotten you the coat yet, I'd ask him to make the order. What, to throw that to you?
I'd say yes, he brought it to me.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them do what?
Makes them bulge out, don't it?
Okay. And you said that shirt used to fit me, but when I washed it and
rolled up.
Or